A reading from the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 8. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, no crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for all these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, and for murderers and the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Brian McQuiggan, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Clifton, Texas.
A few weeks ago, I asked the members of Emmanuel what was their favorite part of Thanksgiving. For a majority, it was being with family. I know I look forward to my family arriving over the next couple days. It'd be great to spend some time together, to gather around the table and to share a meal with each other. However, after a few days, they all have to leave, and it's back to normal day-to-day life. As an adult, I understand this, but try to explain that Nana and Papa have to leave to my 5-year-old daughter, and tears are going to flow. Tell her that she'll see him again at Christmas, and it's not enough. Explain to her that she can call, but it doesn't matter. All she wants at that moment is for them to be there with her, face to face. It's easy to understand these feelings. We were created to be in relationships. Maybe we're more like my daughter than we'd like to admit, but not necessarily even towards relatives or friends, but rather our Heavenly Father. How many times have you had one of those days where everything is going wrong and you cry out to God, I need you. I want you here by my side to help me. We even know the promises of God. Jesus says, I'll be with you to the end of the age. Prayer is a part of our lives, and we know that God answers. Even around the altar of the Lord, we receive his body and blood in Holy Communion, and we understand the wonderful benefits, but it's still not face to face. The sad part is that this separation is not because God has left us, but rather because we have rebelled against God. Adam and Eve had the face to face relationship that we long for. God used to walk with them in the garden in the cool of the morning. However, when they ate the apple, all of that was over. A great expanse was fixed between God and man. Our sin continues to separate us from our loving Father. Praise be to God that this is not the last word. Rather, our Heavenly Father has the last word, and he tells it to John in his vision in Revelation 21. It is done. It is done. Nothing has to be added. It is complete. Does it sound familiar? Because it should. Jesus says something similar on the cross. It is finished. Through the death of Christ on the cross, our sins have been paid for. He took our rebellion upon himself and paid the price for it. And through his resurrection from the dead, he gives us life eternal. While that doesn't mean that we get to see our God face to face at this very moment, we are a part of John's vision of the new heavens and the new earth, and the bride of Christ coming down from God. In John's vision, he sees the new heaven and the new earth, but something's missing. What's missing? There is no sea. While some believe that it means no bodies of water, as someone who loves to fish and get out on the water as often as I can, I sure hope that there's more to it than that. Already multiple times, John has seen a sea in Revelation. Once in chapter 4, as a sea of glass, like crystal. Other times, he sees the dragon coming from the sea and a sea mixed with fire. But that is no more. What once was a gentle reminder of the separation between God and man, it is no longer. God's people will never be separated again from their Lord. And while warfare continues now between the forces of darkness and the church, and will continue to the end. It will cease in the new heavens and the new earth. Christ, through the cross, is victorious. The sea is gone. God's dwelling place is with his people. God is tabernacling amongst them. And we don't need a tent like the Old Testament tabernacle. For God and his Lamb are the sanctuary, and we will see them with our own eyes face to face. Just like when Grandma and Grandpa come to visit over the holidays, everything is better. They bring gifts. They help you to bed and play with you from the moment they get there to the time they leave. When God is in our midst, everything is better. No, it won't just be better. It will be perfect. God will immensely bless us, so much to the point that John couldn't explain it. And if he tried, we wouldn't get the full picture because we are still in sin. All John can do is tell us what will not be there. No crying, no pain, no death. God is with his people face to face. As sons and daughters of the Lord, this is our future. As ones who have been forgiven of our sins and washed in the blood of the Lamb, these promises are for you. So therefore, let us continue steadfast in the faith of God until he comes again, and we are with him face to face for eternity. However, this is not the future of those who continue in their sin without repentance and forgiveness. The time is short, and we have a job to do. We must proclaim the gospel message of Christ's death and resurrection, for there and there alone do we find life eternal. And we pray that as the Holy Spirit works through us proclaiming the good news, the table at the marriage feast of the Lamb is getting bigger and bigger as more and more people are turning from sin and turning to Christ, so that we all can go in together and be with God face to face.
We thank Pastor Brian McQuiggan for this meditation on God's Word.